The sword shimmered in the firelight as Eorik stepped forward. The dragon's breath heated the air, but he held his ground. "For the realm," he whispered, and charged into the dark, flame-lit sky. The cafe was small, but the way her eyes lit up made the world pause. He handed her the coffee, brushing her hand. "Maybe next time... dinner?" he asked, voice catching. He flipped the photo again. Same eyes. Same scar. Different name. This wasn't a coincidence. "She's not who she says she is," he muttered, heart thudding in his ears. Benny the Bunny bounced over broccoli hills and carrot mountains. "Time to race the wind," he shouted, twitching his nose and kicking off with all his fluffy might. 2039. Humanity had long stopped questioning the machines. But Mara did. In the silence of the data vault, she found something no one expected. A human voice saying, "Help me." Nelson Mandela once said, "It always seems impossible until it is done." His journey from prisoner to president was more than history. It was a testament to resilience.